How would you like to win a $50 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House? There are two ways you can win. One, write the best invitation to your Facebook friends to become fans at the Issues Etc. Facebook page. Or two, invite the most friends to become fans at our Facebook page. Send an email to contest@issuesetc.org with the text of your invitation and the number of friends you invited. We'll give away the CPH gift certificates October 1st. Invite your Facebook friends to become our fans today. All right, time to pick blog of the week. We read your blogs, and sometimes the best stuff. I tell you what, Jeff and I have talked about this recently. If I were like the editor of a theological journal, we have the Issues Etc. journal, but I don't consider myself the editor anymore since I'm so far behind all my deadlines. But if I were the editor of a theological journal, I would really be worried because some of the best stuff being written out there, not always, but if you look around for it, especially in the Lutheran blogosphere, is appearing on these blogs. It's amazing. So Jeff and I enjoy reading your blogs. We always pick one, each of us, as our blog of the week every week. We'll pick yours if you have the Issues Etc. widget there, and so many of them do now. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and at the bottom of the page you'll find the widget and how to put it on your blog, and then let us know. Talk back at issuesetc.org. We'll start reading your blog, and maybe like this one that Jeff has picked, it will be his or my pick of blog of the week.
My pick is the blog for Peace Lutheran Church of Jefferson City, Missouri. It's a blog post titled 9/11 Standing in Harm's Way. Now, I typically stick to the week. Unlike you, it has to be within the last week.
Do I not do that?
No, you deviate. Yes. Sometimes you pick things like they're actually, you know, several weeks old for your blog picks. And that does go against the LPR bylaws.
It does.
By the way. Yes, yes.
All right. Well, you can take my mug away.
It's Convention Resolution 9.03.5,
oh, yes,
I think it is.
I remember
do you
that
remember
one.
That one?
Yes, I remember speaking against it at the microphone.
It's a blog post titled 9/11 Standing in Harm's
I
Way.
Think I offered an amendment.
It's by Pastor Eric, and I hope I don't pronounce this incorrectly, Jernander. That's how I'm going to pronounce it. It reads, "There are two people whom you have never met in person who have made a stand for your freedoms with their very lives without even asking them to do this. One is the American soldier. Your freedom is a precious gift from God, albeit an earthly temporal freedom. It is a limited freedom, a freedom from tyranny, a freedom to speak, worship, live, not a freedom to do anything you please. These, along with your natural rights, come from Him. But there must be those, and God ordains this as well, who use force in their very presence to protect those rights and that freedom. That is who the American soldier is. Perhaps you have met one or more of them. Perhaps you are directly related to one. But the vast number of them you will never get to know, much less thank. Just like the many firefighters, security personnel, emergency workers, and others who perished on this day in 2001, and whom the survivors nonetheless rightly honor, the other person is Jesus Christ. Eternal freedom from sin, death, and the devil is the most precious possession of all. Only one has provided for it. Only one has paid for it. He went into battle for us. He was beaten, bruised, bullied, bloodied. He was killed, all to rescue and save us, to protect us. His name is Emmanuel. His title is Christ. He is the Lord who has redeemed us, who would otherwise be lost and condemned sinners. These are your freedom fighters in this world, each for a particular and important type of freedom. The first is worthy of your honor and even praise. The other is worthy of much more: your faith, your trust, your hope, and your love. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, the blog of Peace Lutheran Church of Jefferson City, Missouri.
And my pick this week comes from a blog called Saint and Sinner. It was just recommended to us by its author. The blog post I picked called You Can Do It. He writes, "On my daily trek from work back to the homestead each day, I drive by a particular church. The church sign for this church changes on a regular basis, maybe once a week or so. This week, the sign caught my attention a bit more than usual. It reads," and he has a picture of it, "You Can Do It." Yes, right there under the cross, it says, "You Can Do It." "Wow, nearly speechless," writes this blog's author. "To be honest, this is the kind of stuff I have been taught in nearly every church I've been a part of. Ultimately, this type of teaching will lead to one of two destinations, self-righteousness or despair. Despair can possibly lead to agnosticism or atheism. The person will come to the end of themselves and think, this can't be done. This thing has been a complete sham. I'm done. Gone. See you later. And there's more there, by the way. He actually has a quote in this blog. Other than being aghast at a church that would actually put on its church sign, you can do it. Here's a quote from Dr. Norman Nagel, a quote from Gerhard Ferdy, if I'm not mistaken, on being the theologian of the cross, and a quote from Don Matzit, if I'm not mistaken, from the Issues Etc. Journal from long, long ago, wherein we derived one of our taglines, it's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. I recommend it. It's called Saint and Sinner. The blog post is called You Can Do It. And we have a link to both of these blog picks at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. There's a new way to support Issues Etc., this worldwide outreach. You can support Issues Etc. through Thrivent Choice. Simplest way to do this, go to our website, issuesetc.org. Click Donate, and on that page, look for the Thrivent Financial for Lutherans logo. When you click it, you'll find out all about a program called Thrivent Choice. And if you choose to support Lutheran Public Radio, it directly supports the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through Thrivent Choice. Our website, issuesetc.org. Click Donate and look for the Thrivent Financial for Lutherans logo. Remember to support Lutheran Public Radio. That's how you support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through Thrivent Choice. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, September the 17th. We'll start out talking about shamelessness. Colleen Carroll Campbell will be our guest. Then Terry Mattingly will join us briefly to talk about media coverage of the planned then-canceled International Quran Burning Day. And then we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour two in 7 minutes.
Truth-centered mission outreach. You're listening to Issues Etc.